Fairbanks schools are among several in Alaska and the western lower 48 that have received threatening phone calls. There's been no actual violence, but as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the calls have prompted lockdowns and law enforcement responses.
Fairbanks North Star Borough School District Superintendent Karen Gaborik says local schools have received a total of 5 calls beginning on March 25th and 30th, and then again in the last 2 weeks as recently as Tuesday. Gaborik describes the caller as female sounding.
The thought is that the caller is using some sort of software or electronic, you know, voice masking device to make the calls. And then they're very concerning in nature. I mean, you know, specific threats to harm children. So, it feels like the caller knows what to say, you know, because a school has to respond when they hear that sort of threat.
Gaborik says the threats have affected 7 Fairbanks District schools, resulting in lockdowns or evacuations as law enforcement responds to assess the situation at each school. Juneau, Anchorage, and Kenai schools are among several others in Alaska that have received the threatening calls. City of Fairbanks Deputy Police Chief Eric Jukes says the caller has not asked for anything or targeted specific people, instead focusing on general violence.
We have had a bomb threat, and the other ones have been threats of becoming an active shooter, those kind of things within the schools.
Deputy Chief Jukes says Fairbanks police are working with Alaska State Troopers and the FBI on the case and trying to find out who's behind the threats, but it's been challenging.
Phone systems have become more complicated over the years, and so it's not the same as it was 20 years ago that you just trace it back to somebody's house and go knock on their door. So it's something that we're working on.
Fairbanks schools have stopped taking anonymous calls from blocked phone numbers. Jukes emphasizes that law enforcement is taking the situation seriously and that although no actual threat to safety has been found, the calls are upsetting. Superintendent Gaborik says it's all happening as schools push toward summer break.
It's very disruptive to the learning process, and especially this time of year. You know, I mean, so many celebrations and things going on in the buildings at the end of the school year, but everything stops when you go into a lockdown.
Gaborik says the response to each threat has ranged from an hour to many hours, depending on the school and where they are in the day. She adds each situation involves a lot of communication with school staff and parents, which takes additional time and resources. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.